Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. The process of channeling is not that unusual. But it needs to be practiced. And the encouragement of this is on our lips to you, all of you. And you can rename it if you wish, so that it loses perhaps some of the stigma of the oddity and the strangeness of a human being stepping aside and allowing that meld from the higher self and the creative source to enter and speak. But in these few minutes, I wish to give the old souls who would listen in this room and otherwise, or who may read, an instruction set that is minimal. And the first one would be this: learn to channel for yourself. Old soul, the new energy that is coming into this planet allows this to take place in a beautiful way, where you never have to make a spectacle of yourself, you never have to be in front of anyone, but in your own time and way, even in your meditation, you would take that persona that is corporeal, which you believe is you in its entirety, and you would split it apart. And the part that has always been you in 3D takes a back seat temporarily for the you, which is the higher one. The you that is divine and is from another place. And when this starts to take place, you receive not just information, dear ones, you start to receive validation. And the validation will affect you personally. It increases that which is the peacefulness that we have told you that you can have. And that is channeling. Call it whatever you wish. But in those moments, you will know that you are split, and it will be appropriate. There are actually three energies within the human being that we have spoken of before. And this is only two of them. Most of those who are on the planet with systems of what you would call religion have also seen the three. An acknowledgement that the human being has more than just the corporeal. But we are talking now about taking that which you think you are and splitting it apart on your own for a few moments. And out will pour that again, which is not just information, but is a quantum part of you that validates you. It's time for you to sit with God and feel the hand that reaches through the veil and takes yours for a moment and says that you deserve to be here, and that all that has happened to you is appropriate, proper, unique, and is blessed by God. That there is no task too difficult for the old soul. But to some of you have been dealt that which is more difficult for what we have said in the past when we have said to you, iron sharpens iron. And some of you perhaps have felt the anvil come down that is red hot a few times fairly recently to shape you into a master. And you may say to Cryon, I'm not a master. I don't feel like a master. I'm just a person going about my life. And I will say, oh, how quaint of you. For you do not see what we see. For what happens in this lifetime, dear human being, affects everything for you and your core soul from now on. What you have allowed to be part of the Akashic attributes this time around are going to shape you forever. And so what we are saying is that you may not ask, why me? Without asking why not, or why us? For it involves all of you who have participated in the issues that you have been a party to them, and a planning session that has gone into your life to put you here, right where you are. Learn to channel. That is to find the meld between you and you to such a degree that when you get up from the chair, you know what has taken place. And most of you will do it only for yourselves. You can write these things down if you wish. But the reason it exists is to help you, to validate you, to make you more peaceful with you. I have three things I want to give you before you leave this place. Old soul, we have given you some attributes we wish you to visit in the past. Here are more, and they're not necessarily easy, but we speak to the old souls for less than 0.5% of this planet has to find some kind of action that is a meld with belief that creates a compassionate mind for this earth to move into the next stage. Now it's happening, but I will give you an informational blurge, a new word for me, which means a spattering of things over a period of time that you need to know. It's time for the old souls to start acting. And the invitation is yours. Number one, I will say it again, and it is always number one. Do not fear what you're going to see. Both in your lives, in the lives around you, in your country, in the earth, that may seem negative and unresponsive to your magnificence. For it is the old energy flailing around you, sometimes esoterically trying to beat you up, to make you feel that you're not worthy, and sometimes simply presenting itself as a flailing energy while dying. Let me explain this. I have told you before that one of the attributes of the old soul is lack of self-worth. I speak to all of you now, and you know I'm right. And that particular attribute is caused from an awakening lifetime after lifetime and having that which you know be doubted, where you're isolated, called names, hermetized, and even killed. Lack of self-worth. Now, you know it. Who else do you think knows it? And I will tell you, that which you assigned to the attributes and attitudes of dark energy knows it. Not an entity with horns and a tail, but the energy of the planet that is dark and light, that has always been there, which you call the duality, it knows it. It has always been your enemy. You've always had to push through that which is dark in order for the light to show. That's all you've done. Lifetime after lifetime, including this one, and you know what I'm talking about, light worker. And we have told you that the very relationship of dark and light is recalibrating. But in the process, do not be surprised if what you would call the dark side of duality picks up its head and tries to beat you up again. It will do it through all of the attributes and avenues you think it can, through business, through family, through relationships, even through your dreams. It knows who you are, and it does not want you to succeed. And dear ones, I will tell you that it doesn't matter how hard it tries. You've already won. But you got to know it's going to try. When you turn on the light, darkness disappears. Again, we'll say darkness is passive and light is active. When you turn on the light, darkness disappears. So the answer is always to have light in your life. If you cover it up with darkness, it can't show itself. If you let the darkness win this battle, you're going to sit this life out, and things are not going to get any better. And that's the battle at hand. Number two, be compassionate in all things. When number one raises its head and wants to create war on this planet yet again, when number one, which is fear, wants to flail because it knows it's dying, I want your reaction to be compassion. A compassionate reaction to all things creates light you cannot imagine. What irritates you the most, dear human being? Conjure it up in your mind and see if you can be compassionate to it instead of critical to it. Conjure it up in your mind right now. What irritates you the most? What is the most difficult thing for you to endure? Sometimes it's foolishness. Sometimes it's politics. I know who you are. What if you could change your attitude and only see compassion? Well, that is the greatest emotion you have for anything on the planet. If you could do that, dear ones, you will achieve what the masters had. For when they walked the planet, this was their attribute, no matter who sat in front of them, whether it was the thief, the dishonest one, the one who stood in front of them to try to figure them out and take money from them, all they had was compassion. That's all they had. And I'll tell you, when you look at somebody with the eyes of compassion, it melts all the other agendas put together. It just melts them. They'll never touch you. That creates light. That is how you beat number one, the duality. A compassionate mind will never be an angry one. A compassionate mind does not go to the trigger issues that have always controlled you emotionally. If the first reaction is compassion, all others realign themselves. That's number two. The third one and the final one is the most difficult one of all. For me to explain, my partner has not mentioned it before, and so he is saying to me, go slow, and I'm saying to him, go slow. Say it correctly, my partner, as you receive the information. It's time for the old souls to learn how to be a self-contained balancing unit. This requires that you work with only your own divinity, which is then something your cellular structure will see you doing and see as intent to change. Without involving outside sources that you have in the past, let me give you examples. Let us say you walk around the planet, and you may not realize it, but you are constantly pushing for validation from others. You want to know what they think, so you'll feel better. And when you hear what they think, and it makes you feel better, you're satisfied. And some of you live this way. And this is the only mechanism you have from day to day that validates your life. It always comes from the exterior. Now I want you to play a game for a moment. Pretend you are one of your own cells. And you are waiting for consciousness of the corporeal human being in your body to give you instructions that you're okay. Your cellular structure is waiting to become quantum based upon an energy you're going to give it through your consciousness. Let me tell you something. Your cells have no idea what anybody else is saying. And so you may walk around feeling just fine that other people are honoring you. But your cells have no idea. And so they're simply going to sit there without change. And you are going to flail, walking around asking others, how you doing? Or talking to others about how you're working on yourself so you'll get feedback of how you're doing. And your cells know nothing. The shell of ego protects them totally. You must be self-contained. And that is to say, without adoration, without acknowledgement, without anyone ever saying anything, you have to know it is well with your soul because you have the divine link to God that validates your every breath. Sounds like we're almost back to number one. Number two, they're all related, the three in one. Learn to validate yourself as you walk from place to place and feel the divinity, a self-balancing island that never has to know anything more than that God is in you, and that's good enough. Now, this is tough. This has to transmute even some of the designs you've learned about today. You start to work around how you were born and rewriting some of what we would call the social engrams of who you are. The ability to contain self-worth automatically, no matter what. Do you realize how hard that is for some of the old souls who have no self-worth? Or have a self-worth that is so limited they have to have the validation from that which is exterior. And so the task at hand is to know thyself. Know yourself as a piece of God, self-contained, self-balancing, one who is able to channel the truth for you through the portal that is the meld with your higher self, gathering perhaps information from many sources, digesting it, but never asking it to validate you. Be a collector of compassion. Be a collector of information that is esoteric, but don't let it validate you. Instead, collect it and paste it upon you in the best way possible, and let it then help you to understand who you are. And then the validation starts to become automatic, and you walk from place to place, and nothing can touch you. No angry word, no situation. You become more stable, more balanced. You know who you are. And those who will look at you will say, "This is a human being with qualities of mastery." And that is the goal. We will continue these kinds of discussions, but these are the recalibration of the old soul on this planet at this time. Do not fear the old energy, for it dies hard, and it will try its best in these next 18 to 20 years to push this planet and you back to the way it was. And I'm going to tell you, dear one, it will not succeed. For we have seen the potentials that are there. You cannot stop the ball that is rolling. The children are coming in. The young people know better. And they will not accept old ways. They will see through the transparent methods of old energy purpose and will laugh at it. Meanwhile, you've been born in it, and it's going to be harder for you. Listen, dear ones, some of the youngest of the young are the oldest of the old. You may want to take a cue from them at some time, changing the very paradigm that says that the elders are the ones that know the most. For sometimes the young people coming in are the elders of the past. Go from this place different than you came. As right now you pass over that which used to be your homes. For those of you in the room, perhaps you felt it. It's real, you know. And so it is.